I still remember our first encounter, though I didn't think much of it at the time. I was simply just walking to my first day of classes. The air was already muggy for 7 o'clock in the morning, and I donned a pair of high-waisted cut-off shorts and a loose baby pink t-shirt as a way to combat the heat. I had my headphones in as I walked, not paying much attention to the world around me as I tried to pick a song that I hadn't heard a million times before, when my shoulder collided with your chest rather roughly. You had been jogging towards me, and in my still sleepy stupor, I had not noticed I'd stepped directly into your path. I immediately started to apologize to you, absolutely horrified at my clumsiness, but you just laughed away my worries, your eyes crinkling at the corners as you took in my flustered expression. You said not to worry about it, and patted the shoulder I had smacked you with, and I was still too embarrassed to notice how your touch lingered a little too long, and your fingers trailing a little farther up my neck than they should have. I apologized once more, and you told me to have a good day before I sped walked away as fast as I could. I didn't notice how your eyes didn't leave my form until I rounded the corner of a building and disappeared from view. That was the last time I thought I would see you, and that ebbed away some of my embarrassment when I reminded myself that this city was large enough that the probability was small that we would run into each other again. But of course, fate is cruel, and the very next day we crossed paths again. This time you weren't jogging, but taking a steady stroll down the sidewalk towards me. I flushed crimson and looked down at my phone, even though that's what caused the trouble in the first place. Apparently, you were thinking the same thing and stopped in front of me, which gave me no other option but to stop as well, the sidewalk being too narrow to pass you without seeming rude. I looked up from my phone, and you stood with your hands on your hips, an amused smile twitching onto your lips. I'd have thought a smart little thing like you would have learned her lesson. I laughed lightly at your remark and shrugged, not knowing what to say. The flustered feeling from the day before coming back to haunt me. You asked me what I was listening to, and I shyly admitted to whatever pop song that was currently playing on my phone. You gave a warm chuckle and said that my music was adorable and stepped aside to let me pass. I flashed you a quick smile and hustled off like I did the day before. From then on, our encounters were daily, and I quickly grew less and less shy with each passing meeting. Much to your delight, I began to open up to you. Little by little, I let slip little tidbits of information about myself, my favorite foods, what I was majoring in, any hobbies I had, just casual things like that, though I hadn't known you were taking mental notes of every little thing I mentioned. You asked me my favorite color one day, and I casually replied that it was pink. Something flashed in your eyes, something I didn't quite catch, and you fingered at the short hem of my lacy pink dress I was wearing, lifting it just slightly so you could just see the beginning of the swell of my hips. "No wonder," you said, "a cute princess like you would love such a sweet and innocent color." You dropped the hem of my dress, and we both parted ways, you with a smirk on your face, and me with a blush so red it rivaled the colors of the changing leaves. It was the beginning of October when the letters started to arrive in my mailbox. There was no postage stamp or return address that would have given me even a hint of who could have sent me them. Something inside of me told me not to open it when the first letter appeared, but curiosity soon got the better of me. I tore open the pink envelope and unfolded the neatly printed note inside. I blushed hotly once I read it thoroughly a few times, my mind almost not being able to fully comprehend what it was. It was a love letter, a beautifully written love letter that made my heart beat rapidly against my ribs. Never before had someone described me as ethereal, or how the way my nose turned cherry red in the cold was precious. I read it dozens of times over, disregarding my assignments as I smiled like some lovesick schoolgirl. I didn't even know who it could possibly be from. No one at my college had shown any signs of romantic interest, and neither did anyone from my work. I was too caught up in the emotions flooding through me to even think it could have been from you, my early morning companion. Like our encounters, the letters also started to arrive daily, although I still didn't make the connection. You gave no hints that it was you. The only thing you said was that I looked giddier than normal and laughed when I said I didn't know what it could possibly mean. For 3 weeks, the letters arrived in my mailbox, a wonderful little gift that would await me at the end of the day. Never had they raised any alarms in my mind until the beautifully poetic words took a much more sinful and dangerous tone. They talked about how precious I looked, laying out on my cute little floral bed sheets, my head resting back on my pink pillows as I spread my legs wide as I ran my tiny little fingers up and down my slit, teasing and edging myself for hours until I was a moaning, drooling mess. How cute I was with my cheeks all flushed as I tried desperately to prolong my pleasure with meager toys when what I needed was a real cock to satisfy my insatiable little pussy. They said they could do just that. Give me everything my body craved and more. That they could take care of me. Make me happy in a way that no one else could. That I need to be protected, and the thought of my innocence being crushed by the cruel and wicked outside world damn near killed them. All they wanted to do was protect their little princess in pink. It was then I knew. It was then everything clicked into place and fear ran up my spine and gripped my heart like a vice. They were you. You were the one sending me all of those unmarked letters, the one who wants to protect me, the one who's been peering in my window night after night without my knowledge. I felt so stupid and so naive not to make the connection earlier. Then maybe I could have at least confronted you about it. It wasn't like I didn't find you attractive. You were admittedly handsome, and I would have been lying if I said I didn't blush at the thought of dating an older man. But no, it would have been a crazy fantasy, and if I had known it was you beforehand, I would have let you down easy. But now it's all gone too far, and all I could think of doing was avoid you like I'd been doing for the past week, taking a different route to school in hopes that limiting our contact would make your obsession go away. And all of this end. But again, I was stupid. And now it's the middle of the night. And you're in my home. I can hear you in my living room, rummaging around there for something as I hide underneath the covers in my bedroom like a scared child. My phone is just inches away, but I am too frightened to call anyone for help. My mind is going a million miles an hour, but my body stays stock still. The only movement, the rapid heaving on my chest as adrenaline courses through my veins. I hear you move from the living room now. Heavy boot-covered footsteps nearing my bedroom door. I hear you humming softly as your hand grips the doorknob and I squeeze my eyes shut tight as you enter. I hear you set multiple objects down on my desk with a quiet thump, and the sounds of you peeling off your jacket and pulling off your boots follow next. You're quiet for a moment, and I can tell you're taking in the sight of my room, smiling to yourself, thinking that you like it even more on the inside. I move back over to my desk and I hear the strike of a match, and a moment later, the scent of roses and vanilla filled the air. You had grabbed my candles that I kept in the living room. My dark bedroom is slowly filled with a soft, warm glow, and after the last candle is lit, I hear you blow out the match before the floor creaks as you turn to face my bed. I almost want to cry as I feel your knees hit the side of my mattress. Your hands come to rest just beside my covered, quivering form. You're pulling yourself slowly onto the bed, and I can hear your quiet, excited breathing as you move your body to trap mine between your long limbs. Your hands play at the covers surrounding my head, and I clutch at them in response, and you laugh and coo down at me as you manage to drag the sheets away from my desperate fingers and expose my fear-filled face. My eyes are still squeezed shut, not wanting to see your smirking face peering down at me. But you're not having any of that. Come on, princess. Daddy wants to see those beautiful eyes of yours. You owe me that much for avoiding me, you whisper, and the last it with a growl, another cold wave of terror washes over me at the unspoken and unknown threat, and I slowly slide my eyes open, forcing myself to meet your gaze. Your face softens, and you look at me with such love and such passion that it makes my breath catch in my throat, and I hate that you make me blush despite it all. Your lips press desperately into mine as you start to push down the rest of the blankets and expose my body to the cold room, and you're all too happy to run your hands over my form, pushing the flimsy tank top up my body and over my breasts to get even more of my skin. I moan and complain as you cup them in your large hands and try to shove you off, but my strength is feeble compared to yours. Your mouth finally leaves mine, and I gasp desperately for air, only to have it taken from me again as your mouth closes around a pert nipple, sucking at it greedily and making my body buck into yours without my control. You smile happily around my breasts as you continue to suck, small moans leaving your mouth as you taste my skin for the first time. A free hand travels down my side with feather-light touches until it reaches the jut of my hips and plays with the hem of my shorts. I work to try and pull your hand away, but it only earns me a harsh slap on my inner thigh and makes me whimper, and tears prick the corner of my eyes as I lay my hands back down next to my body. You reward my compliance by rubbing the stinging flesh for a moment before going back to the hem of my shorts, pulling down the material with your lithe fingers and scooting the garment down my legs, and I earn another smile when I lift my body to help you pull them completely off. You pull back from my breast to admire my near-naked form, the only thing left, a pair of frilly pink panties. You give me a knowing smile, and I turn my head to the side in humiliation, the irony almost too much to bear. You gently prod at the sensitive mound with your deft fingers, pushing and kneading on my soft outer pussy lips until a wet patch begins to form on the fabric. You let out a happy hum, pleased that you could make me wet so quickly with so few touches. I feel your warm fingers slip under them, and I brace myself for the cold air to hit my covered hips. But instead, I feel the fabric of my pussy, over my pussy, slip to the and your thumb pulling my puffy pussy lips open. Then I hear the terrible sound of your belt being undone and the rustling of fabric before I feel the hot press of your cock on my slick entrance. I let out a horrified gasp as my eyes fly open and my hands grab roughly at your shoulders, but nothing's stopping you from pushing your entire length into my throbbing pussy. You're groaning like a beast on top of me, eyes bright with lust as you sink your entire cock into me without stopping to let me adjust. My legs are trembling now, and tears of fear and humiliation are streaming down my cheeks. You rest only for a moment to take in my horrified features before you drag your heavy cock out of my hole, only to slam it back in a moment later and make me scream, the force of your cock sending a deep and rippling sensation of pleasure straight through my core. It's too deep, it's too much. Never before did I think I would be fucked like this, so brutally and so primally, by a man who's looking at me like I'm the most precious thing in the world to him. You hold me down by the hips as you continue to ankle your cock into my pulsing pussy, my body trembling violently every time you hit that plush bundle of nerves deep inside my cunt. You're starting to ramble now, calling me daddy's good baby girl, and your little princess tumble out of your sinful mouth with every thrust. I nod in agreement, my mind numb as my body becomes lost to the pleasure that you're giving me readily. It's like you already know every soft, wet inch of my pussy, like it was made just for you. My poor cunt. hunt feels like it's on fire now as I feel myself closing in on that terrible edge of orgasm. And you can tell. You grin above me like a madman as you feel my slick inner walls twitch and throb around your cock. You goad me on, telling me to fall apart, to tip myself over the cliff that you brought me to. You want to feel it. You want your little princess to throb around daddy's cock right before he fills her up. You lean in, eyes wild and full of passion that I couldn't even begin to comprehend, and you order me to come with a deep and beastly growl that sends a lightning bolt of pleasure down my body and into my throbbing cunt. And I do as I'm told, and my mouth opens up to let out a screaming sob as I clench tightly around your cock and gush my sweet pussy juice, and my body jumps and jerks under you. The sight and feel of me coming for you is too much, and I feel those hot, sticky ropes of cum hit the back of my abused cunt, and it only prolongs the sinful shuddering of my body. Tears of pleasure stream down my face now as you pant, regain yourself above me, hands clutching the sheets around me. As your hips give a last few thrusts, I feel you finally slip out of me with a content sigh, while I shiver at the sudden emptiness, and I hate myself for already missing your cock inside of me. You stay perched above me, moving down so you're resting on your elbows with your face in the crook of my neck. You give me slow and deep kisses from your trembling mouth, muttering how you can feel my pulse under your lips. You instruct me to take deep breaths and I listen, knowing it better if I do, and you praise me for listening. Your large hands stroke my sweaty hair back from my forehead, and you tell me how good I was for you. How good I was for Daddy. I don't respond. I can't. I'm too exhausted to even speak, and you smile as I only groan at your words. I feel your lips press against my jaw, and you urge me to sleep and to rest, and that you'll be here when I wake up. And a part of me can't wait until morning.